AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Taliban is denying responsibility for a deadly suicide attack in Jalalabad in Afghanistan. President Ashraf Ghani is pointing to another group. AP correspondent Lynn O'Donnell tells us that he says that also that ISIS is responsible. The targets of the attack were soldiers and civilians who were gathered outside a bank in Afghanistan. Militiamen were the target of the attack. Militiamen loyal to Yemen's exiled president are laying siege to an airbase that was once key to U.S. drone program targeting al-Qaeda militants in the country. A spokesman says the militia is fighting to dislodge the Shiite rebels holding the complex. He says the rebels have been forced to abandon parts of the base. After 3 days of talks in Washington, world finance officials say that they have a goal of working toward a more robust, balanced job growth and global economy. In response to a question about the global impact of slow growth in China, IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said Beijing is confident that it can now sustain its economic growth around 7%. Passengers have become frustrated when they're forced to remain on a plane while it sits on the tarmac for hours. On Friday, one flight kept passengers on the plane for more than 6 hours at Colorado Springs Airport because of bad weather. Airport officials say they don't know why the airline didn't dock the planes at the gate to let people off. It would have cost the airline $73. This is AP Radio News. Pete Rose is getting closer to baseball as he awaits a ruling on his reinstatement request. Fox Sports says it's hiring the career hits leader as a special guest analyst. Rose agreed to the lifetime ban in August 1989 after a Major League Baseball investigation concluded he bet on the Reds while managing the team. He applied for reinstatement shortly after a new commissioner, Bob Manfred, took over in January. An all-day Earth Day rally and concert today has drawn some big names to the National Mall in Washington and into the world of politics to confront the dual issues of climate change and poverty. Usher, Mary J. Blige, Gwen Stefani, Common, and Train are all set to perform during the free Global Citizens 2015 Earth Day rally, hosted by will.i.am and Soledad O'Brien. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.